Hey friends, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you with me today and grateful for your affection for Scripture and your desire to be prayed for. And I pray that this also, this podcast would inform your prayer life. And sometimes it just helps me to hear someone else pray. It helps me to hear the heart of somebody else. And so thank you for taking the time every day to hear a little bit of my heart. I appreciate it. All right, today I'm going to be reading from Exodus chapter 21, verses 1 through 18 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now these are the ordinances which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh year he shall go out free without paying anything. If he comes by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he's married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master gives him a wife and she bears him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. But if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him to God, and shall bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. If a man sells his daughter to be a female servant, she shall not go out as the male servants do. If she doesn't please her master who has married her to himself, then he shall let her be redeemed. He shall have no right to sell her to a foreign people, since he has dealt deceitfully with her. If he marries her to his son, he shall deal with her as a daughter. If he takes another wife to himself, he shall not diminish her food, her clothing, and her marital rights. If he doesn't do these three things for her, she may go free without paying any money. One who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death, but not if it is unintentional, but God allows it to happen, then I will appoint you a place where he shall flee. If a man schemes and comes presumptuously on his neighbor to kill him, you shall take him from my altar that he may die. Anyone who attacks his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. Anyone who kidnaps someone and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, he shall be surely put to death. Anyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. If men quarrel and one strikes the other with a stone or with his fist and he doesn't die but is confined to the bed, if he rises again and walks around with his staff, then he who struck him shall be cleared. Only he shall pay for the loss of his time and shall provide for his healing until he is thoroughly healed. Mind if I pray for you? And that was in the middle of a sentence, number 18, so I actually read to verse 19. Lord Jesus, thank you for these household codes and rules that you have to make a culture and a people run smoothly, Lord. And I don't pretend to understand everything about slavery, but I am grateful to see that when you enacted that, or when it happened within the nation of Israel, the seventh year was the year of freedom. And thank you, Lord, that it was not in indentured servitude for life. Lord, also, we just see the protection of women in this particular passage. And we also see a servant who wants to be his master's. And I remember when my husband finished seminary and he got an earring in his ear up toward the top in the cartilage because he wanted it to symbolize his longing to be a bond servant, which is the putting of the awl through the ear and saying, I want to be your servant. And so this is his way of saying, I want to be your servant, Lord. And so, Lord, as we think about that, we want to choose to follow you. We want to choose to serve you. We want to receive the all. we want to receive that because we realize you've done everything for us, and we have such an affection and excitement and joy and gratefulness toward you that we want to follow you the rest of our lives. And so, Lord, put the all in our ear and help us to follow you in that kind of dedicated manner. Super important that we become a bondservant. You became one for our sake, and now we are serving you. Teach us what that means even today. Teach us what it means not to have our own will, but to have your will be done. Help us to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. I thank you for that, Lord. I just love you so much, and I'm so grateful for my life, and I'm thankful that you've given me breath today. And so in light of that, I say amen. All right, today's podcast is brought to you by Lisa Bogart. You can find her at lisabogart.com and just poke around her website because it's super encouraging. But she's created a special page for my listeners, and you can go to lisabogart.com/pray. If you need some joy in your life and your inbox is full of spammy things and you're sick of it, but you would like to be truly encouraged every Saturday, then I would highly encourage you to subscribe to her email list. When you do this, when you go to lisabogart.com/pray, you'll get 3 coloring pages, as well as a video where she talks to you and kind of walks you through the process of how to make kind of this kingdom-minded correspondence, physical snail mail letters that bless people and change their lives. And I have experienced this myself, both from her and from other people who have been so kind-hearted. And also I've had the privilege of being able to create things that I send in the mail for others that bring light into dark places. And so if you just want to be inspired today, if you want to be encouraged, go to lisabogart.com/pray and sign up for her newsletter list. You will not regret it. And Lisa, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you want to be a sponsor of the show, I think we have some spots opening up toward the end of May. You can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marriedmuth.com. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day, and I pray that today is a day that you can rejoice and count all those blessings.